Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Sinner, a prequel to The Mongoliad by Mark Teppo, performed by Luke Daniels. Many set themselves the aim of rescuing the indifferent and the lazy, and end up lost themselves. The flame within them gets dim with the passage of time. So, if you have the fire, run, since you never know when it may be doused, leaving you stranded in darkness. John Klimachus, The Ladder of Divine Ascent, Step 3 on Exile. Luxuria. He had grown up in this forest. As a child, Otto had hunted rabbits along the band of white ash that grew along the track of the old river. He remembered the last time the wash filled with water, during the unseasonably wet spring in 1226. His uncle, Heinrich, had lost 24 cattle in the deluge of water that had come pouring out of the trees. For weeks after, he and the other boys had found all manner of treasures buried in the dark silt carried down from the mountains by the floods. Shards of earthen pottery, scraps of leather, bits of metal rounded by their long journey. Dirk, the largest of the boys, had found a piece of a broken blade, one of the old swords used by the Romans. They had even found a woman's arm, battered and torn, wedged among the tangled roots of an ancient oak that had been torn up by the waters. Dirk had thought it belonged to Elsa, a local girl who had vanished during the flood. Perhaps she had been out here, among the trees, with another boy that night when the waters had come. Or perhaps it had been something else, something darker, something evil. Something like whatever was chasing him. Otto fled through the woods, and it was as if the trees had moved since the last time he had been in the forest's embrace. The familiar paths, traveled so frequently they belonged to him as much as to the animals, were hidden from him tonight, even with the assistance of the full moon. It hung, snared, in the spindly and jagged branches of the trees, whose limbs strained and reached for the shining circle like eager children begging their mothers to lift them up. He saw no animals and heard nothing but the shuddering beat of his heart, loud in his ears. When he did hear an echo in the forest, it was the sound of pursuit. They had been chasing him since he stepped out of the inn to piss. At first he thought they were dogs that belonged to someone local, but then...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?